friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. I'm going to share with you an interview that I did with my attorney, Nicole Pearson, recently. And this was actually prior to the most recent hearing where we were told by the judge that he's going to take under submission the lawsuit that I've lodged against the Orange County Board of Supervisors. It's very simple to understand. They are violating the law. They are required to hold meetings in public, and they admitted or they claim that they were holding meetings in private. They never even gave evidence that they were holding meetings in private, but they used that as a cover story to say that they were monitoring the emergency in Orange County. And sadly, that's in violation of the law. Public information has to be conducted in the public eye. So this is an ongoing lawsuit. All I am asking is I'm requesting the judge to make a declaratory judgment that the county is required to follow emergency laws. Guess what? During an emergency. I know it's so difficult for these judges to understand. We're going on 3 years now and they still haven't ruled on it. And they're about to rule on it. And I did a video for you recently with quite a lengthy bit of information, but I wanted you to hear from Nicole Pearson herself. And she is the lead attorney. And there's also Rita Barnett Rose, and there is Jessica Barsotti. They are side by side with me in this battle. And I know I don't always like to call it a fight, but it's really defending, like I'm defending justice and I'm defending your rights because this affects us all. Basically, if the judge does not rule on this, that gives carte blanche for the county and I guess the state, because there's no limit here, to just put you in a perpetual lockdown. So how do you like them apples? Well, them are pretty rotten apples. But before I share this video with you, this interview that I did, I do want to ask you, have you ever done an internet search on your name? So I've got a sponsor called Aura.com, and they are all about keeping your information secure online. So think about, I'm kind of lucky because my name is very common. And so if you do a search, it will take you to all these other people that are not me. But I also have this protection, and you can get protection with a 14-day free trial. Let me show you where this is, and I want to tell you why it's so very important. So it's over here, aura.com/Peggy Hall, and that's where you can get started for 14 days for free. And you can click through where it says start your free trial, and then you can choose one of these individual, there's family, and a couple as well. So you can see what works best for you. And I want to tell you everything that Aura does in terms of protecting you. So I shared this on a previous video about AT&T. You probably heard about this. Maybe you're an AT&T customer. 73 million current and former customers had their information leaked on the dark web. AT&T admits it. And then they said that you should keep your account secure. And one of the things that you should do is to get some kind of service like Aura. Now, I don't know if they use that name, but I'm going to use the name because here's what you get. You get your identity and credit monitoring. You get a password manager. You get antivirus protection. I'm talking about an actual virus here. You get a VPN, which is the application that allows you to browse the internet securely and privately so that you're not tracked. You get home title monitoring. That really is a complete package. And then data broker removal so that your information is not going to be sold online. What in the world here at $12 per month? Check it out. And I want to tell you exactly, let's see, there it is, aura.com/Peggy Hall, a 14-day free trial. Here's another image of all of the things that you get. And so basically, it monitors the dark web. This is what Aura does to see if any of your personal information has leaked. That means your emails, your passwords, your social security number. It monitors your credit accounts. It alerts you if there's any suspicious activity. Then there's that one-click secure VPN for your browsing. It also scans your devices for malware, for viruses, ransomware, and more. And if you're a parent, there's an option for parental controls. And then I love this part. It automatically requests removal of your information from these various data broker lists. And these people search websites so that not all your private information comes up. So that's what I would love for you to check out. You can browse safely. You can surf smarter. You get all these tools that you need to protect you and your family from the online threats that you don't even see. You know that I've been targeted, so I don't want that to happen to you. So I'd like you to go to my sponsor website. That's aura.com/Peggy Hall. Get started now. See if your information has been compromised, and you can get started with a 14-day trial. I will have a link for you in the description box below. And now let's hear from my attorney, Nicole Pearson, about all of the shenanigans that's going on at the circus. Oh, excuse me, the courthouse in Orange County. You don't want to miss it. People are fighting. It's not always in the headlines. The media does not want it to be in the headlines. We can barely get any press for it. I think is the most important lawsuit in the country is against the Orange County Board of Supervisors, because it's a ruling as to whether a governor or any executive, including the president, right, an executive branch, has the authority to tell the legislative branch what to do. That is the crux of the lawsuit. The governor called an emergency for the entire state. A state of emergency can only exist if enough counties are in distress. Mm-hmm. And each county calls its own emergency. And the law says that each county terminates each emergency. And Andrew Doe, who is getting bad press for all of the millions of dollars that have gone to his own daughter's nonprofit that, of course, at 22 years old, of course, she just created it out of thin air and got all of these millions of dollars. And that was one of our charges in the lawsuit, was that they kept this emergency going so that they could keep the money going and line their own pockets. I think that's the exact phrase we used. So now we have actual evidence.
Right.
So this is a huge lawsuit. It's ongoing. They're trying to drain our pockets. I want to thank everybody that has supported me. It is costly. Nicole and her team has worked at 50% of a discount rate. And in the very beginning, I'm like, Nicole, you have to get paid. This is your profession. Don't do this for free.
We don't need the money. The money will come.
I just have to say as an aside, because I have charged for programs and things, and it is a funny thing that people will think that just because we're fighting for freedom, that it's all free. Well, I go to freedom. I go to restaurants that are run by, patriots. Like, I pay for my meal. Okay. Nothing is free. We all are working here, and it's costly to do this work. So I want to thank everybody. And Nicole has been, as I say, persevering. So we've had many hearings, many delays. We show up at court. They tell us there's not a hearing. We go for 10 minutes. They say, oh, we're only here to schedule it. It's like, oh my gosh. So what is going on next, Nicole? tell everyone where we are.
Yeah, a major hearing on tax day, of course, so that people are stressed out and won't show up or won't be paying attention. This county is trying to dismiss our lawsuit again. And we need, we have been tried, and you both know, we have been very respectful. We have been very respectful of this process. You know me now very well. There have been many times I wanted to be standing on a trash can, yelling on a bullhorn. And we've been very respectful of the process of opposing counsel, of the judges. But we need to get national media attention on this lawsuit, because like Peggy said, this lawsuit is the blueprint for every single plan that they are going to implant, like the pandemic is what I'm saying, that they will be trying to roll out. We already know the next one is coming. And if they are able to shut us down, this is the blueprint for counties who believe in the Constitution, who believe in freedom, who believe in individuals' rights to decide what goes in their body or on their bodies or their children's bodies, whether to quarantine, whether to go to a FEMA camp or not go to a FEMA camp. This lawsuit, again, it reiterates what the black letter law says in the government code and the health and safety code, which again, the top dogs at the California State Capitol believe is ambiguous. And so if we already got a ruling from Judge Lee in September of 2022, all the county had to do was hold a meeting, review the data, either vote to extend or to terminate the local emergencies. And they have refused. They have done everything from disqualify Judge Lee to appoint another judge who retired because he didn't want to touch the case, to assign another one who kicked it back to a new one who used to be a a family law attorney who's now doing writs for the first time in his entire 43 plus year career, or whatever it is. So they have done everything they can to avoid abiding by the law, because we are tired of being respectful and quiet about a process and a lawsuit and a judicial system, at least certainly in this context, that is not worthy of our, you know, respect any longer. They need to be put on blast. They need to be called out for what they are doing and have done to you guys, to all of us. And like you said in the very beginning, it is mind-boggling to me. One of the attorneys on the other side who is probably the most deceitful, dishonest, and corrupt, I have never seen anything like it in my entire life. It actually was a personal friend of my inner circles. And I said to her at one point, you are building the prison walls, the walls to your children's prisons. Like, I don't even know how you sleep at night. I don't know how you sleep at night because you've lied in emails, you've lied in court, you've lied on the record, you've lied in deposition. I don't know how you sleep at night, but I don't know how you sleep at night knowing that because you are advising your clients not to do what the judge said, that we don't have this ruling on paper, this final, you know, decision on paper. Well, we have the final decision, but we don't have the final act, right? The official act of the Orange County Board of Registers, Orange County Board of Supervisors. You are creating the system that they will follow the next time this happens. And next time you might care about it. And this time you didn't care. You were a COVID freak and you wanted to enroll your children in the clinical trials of an experimental new drug that's never been tested on humans. Go for it. But there will be a drug in the future. There will be a plan that you don't believe in the future. And you just sacrifice your children to that.
You stated something so, this is such a compelling statement. I want to repeat it. And even though we're going on 3 years and I know how corrupt they are, I want everybody to understand this. The county council, right? That those are the attorneys for the county. They are government employees paid by you if you live in California and me, right? The money they steal out of our paychecks every month. A lot of that goes to pay them. And they're making $250,000 a year. All right. These are like not even the top attorneys, some of them that were on the case. There's like three or four, maybe five at this point, all overseen by the top guy that's probably making, well into the six figures. And okay, whatever, that's okay. But the thing is, as Nicole just said, they are advising the county not to follow the law. So that is even more egregious. If it were the Board of Supervisors trying to go to the county and going, you know what, we don't really want to be on the hook. Can you guys do some song and dance? It's the council, it's the county attorneys themselves that are going back to the Board of Supervisors saying, you know, don't worry about it. This law doesn't mean anything. I'm going to get hot under the collar again right now, because if it were a matter, I'm going to try to calm down. If it were a matter of discretion or interpretation, you see what I filed for with Nicole's expertise is, I love it. It's a writ of mandate, because, you know, mandate all the time they've been using the word mandate all these years. It was false, phony, and fraudulent. A mandate is only coming from a judge, and it has to be in accordance with law. A judge cannot mandate you to do something if there's no penal code or no civil code that you violated. So the writ of mandate is to require this body. And he could, or all of the officers, he could require one person, like, here's a law and you're violating it. It's kind of like a restraining order. I am not suing the county for money. Kind of wish I was. I am not suing for a change in, you know, no masking or whatever. And that's what their argument was. They're like, well, are you wearing a mask? No. Is there an order for people to be vaccinated? No. Well, how are you harmed? I'm harmed because of the lack, because you're violating the public trust, because I am a member of the electorate that you were elected to represent, and you have violated the public trust, your oath of office, and you know, these other points of action that we made.
Can I interrupt you?
Yeah.
You didn't, but millions of California residents did. Millions vaccinated their children here or coming.
Excellent point.
Many suffocated themselves and their children and breathed in their bacteria. thinking that they had to. Many shut down their businesses and lost their businesses and lost their homes and got divorced and lost custody of their children. The stories that I hear are horrifying. Peggy was able to fight because thankfully she knew her rights and did not go down, tumble down that hole. People committed suicide because of the lockdowns that they illegally and unconstitutionally and unjustifiably implemented. So they are not following the law. All we are asking for is very simple. Does the health and safety code and does the government code, there's two separate questions, sections. One is for a local health emergency. One is for local emergency. Because you could have a flood. That's a local emergency. A local health emergency is both a local emergency and it's also dealing with the health when you have a pandemic, a virus. Do these two separate code sections. Mind you, there's two. So even if one didn't apply, two. One says you have to have a meeting at least every 60 days, and the other one says you have to have it every 30 days to review conditions, local conditions, to determine whether or not there should be ongoing declarations of the local health emergency or the local emergency. All we were asking the judge was, do these code sections require meetings? All we have ever asked, we have never asked them to end the emergencies, local health or local. We have only asked them to hold a public meeting. Why won't they hold the public meeting? Why? Because ever since June of 2021, when they voted that we're never going to hold another meeting again, there have not been conditions in Orange County that justify either one of the emergencies. So everyone on the Zoom needs to know that since June of 2021, Orange County has not had the data points to support or substantiate either a local emergency or local health emergency. That's why Katrina Foley, Andrew Doe, Lisa Bartlett, Donald Wagner, and Doug Chafee. Know their names. You think they're on your side. They're rhinos. They are lying to you. They did not stand up for you. They have voted and not held public meetings because they don't want you to know that they kept you in local emergencies, led you to believe that you had to be locked down, that they could tell you to mask, jab, quarantine, all of those things, controlled you. But more important, or not more importantly, because I think that's those freedoms are the most important.
Yes, yes.
In addition to that, laundered hundreds of millions of dollars that were supposed to go to you to save your businesses and save your kids and save their educations, and gave it to their friends and to their kids under expedited emergency bidding processes and expedited, you know, supervision processes. And they all of those things they did to you. And that's all we're asking for. All we've ever asked for is one board meeting, reviewing local conditions and having them vote in public, in front of us, whether to terminate or to extend. We just want due process of law. So
they could have voted to continue it. The law says that the health officer must give updates.
Got hot, getting hot.
Yeah, I know. It's like people can't believe how simple this is. And I'm like, does anybody have an 8-year-old they could send in to explain this to the judge? Because apparently he ain't getting it. And I need to just reiterate the importance of this, because the judge is saying, well, you know, the governor canceled the emergency, so it's moot. We don't need to talk about it.
No.
The whole point.
We're right. The judge.
That's right. The judge said we were right, and they never.
We're right. In September of 2022.
That's right.
Judge Lee said, you know what? The governor said you don't have to hold it every 30 or 60 days, but you have to hold them. You cannot suspend people's rights in perpetuity because there are emergencies. You can't suspend people's rights. This is due process of law. This is the federal constitution, the supreme law of the land. You cannot suspend people's fundamental constitutionally protected rights indefinitely without giving them what notice and an opportunity to be heard. That's what these meetings are about. These meetings are them giving you notice. Here's a meeting. Here's an opportunity for you to voice what's going on with you, how this is affecting you. And we're going to give you notice of the conditions that we're like, you guys, we hear you, blah, blah, blah. But there are a million people dying a day from COVID. We are spending resources here, here, here. They didn't want to do that. The Board of Supervisors, who I just named, and their attorneys, Kevin, Susie, Kayla, all of them don't want to hold the emergency because they don't want you to know that since June of 2021, They have been laundering your money, suspending your rights, and they have scared you and fear-mongering you into doing things you would never, ever, ever have done but for these illegal, unconstitutional, unjustifiable, and cruel declarations of emergencies.
This is the hugest thing of all. And you see, God's timing is different than ours, right? You and I, like, I would have loved December of 2021 or 2022. I'm losing track now, that it all would have been completed. But you know what? It's not. Because why? Now we have evidence of this corruption. And that is why Nicole, they even said it in their own words at that June meeting. They looked around the table and they said, well, if we end the emergency, that means we're not going to get any more funding. They all looked around the table and said, yeah, it doesn't make sense for us to end the emergency because we won't get any more money. They said it with their own words.
And someone's asking, so they, in June, they held a meeting, a public meeting. And on, this is why we went, this is why this lawsuit, you know, I'm a mom of three, Peggy's very busy. We are very, at Facts, Law, Truth, Justice, we are very strategic about our lawsuits. This is a huge, huge lawsuit. Because now what's going to happen, the next pandemic, every county in the state, which are 58, is going to, the corrupt ones are going to say, we're not going to have any more public meetings. You have just been locked down automatically.
That's right.
People have no opportunity to have your voices heard, to hold your elected officials held
accountable,
know the data, know what's going on in your county. Because if they want to follow Orange County's, lead, they're just going to say, on like they did on June 22nd of 2021, we're no longer going to hold public meetings about this. We're just going to wait for the governor to end the statewide emergency. They never held a meeting, even though Judge Lee ordered them. When we went to the hearing in September, we're like, they've never held a meeting. They say their whole policy was, we don't need to hold a meeting. Governor Newsom says we don't. And Judge Lee is like, we disagree. So when Judge Lee was signing his order, literally on the bench, signing his order to order them to hold meetings, that's when Kevin Dunn goes, well, wait a minute. We've been holding meetings this whole time. We've just been holding them in secret, which is when we amended our petition.
Illegal.
Okay, so now you've been violating the Brown Act. So now we have this government code, this health and safety code section. Now we have this whole section of the government code called Brown Act violations. You are not allowed to hold clandestine meetings. Again, due process of law means that our elected representatives can't review conditions in secret and then secretly vote whether or not they're going to extend this. When you do anything that restricts or impairs people's fundamental rights to work, breathe, play, learn, travel, get healthcare. People couldn't go get healthcare, couldn't see their loved ones, couldn't go visit their home, their parents at homes. When you impinge or impair or restrict in any way people's rights, you have to give notice and an opportunity to be heard. It's called due process of law. So no, Mark, they never held a meeting. They never even held a meeting to end the emergencies. They ended they didn't end the emergencies. As far as Peggy and Dave and I are concerned, the emergencies are still ongoing because they didn't do it the proper way. All they did was they issued an internal memo, which they used on the last hearing to say that our lawsuit was moot. They did an internal memo that said, hey, by the way, Governor Newsom just declared an end to the statewide emergency, so our emergency is automatically over, which is exactly what this lawsuit is about. That's not how this works. That's not, Orange County can declare its own emergency, local emergencies, and they can end them when there's no longer an emergency. Every county in the state has the authority to do that in California. Why is that important? Because if, like Peggy said a couple minutes ago, if a majority of counties in the state don't have emergencies, then it automatically ends the statewide emergency. That's why this is the blueprint to freedom. Peggy's and the CHD lawsuit against Orange County and the Orange County Board of Supervisors is the blueprint to freedom. If you can get good boards, or you have a good board of supervisors, or you can heckle them, or you can persuade the bad ones, or you have a good board, you can get a good board, flip a good board, or influence a divided board and educate them on the law, you can get them to end your local emergencies. If you can get enough in the state, enough counties, then the state ends. And what that is the most powerful ability that we have when they come back with the next pandemic emergency, climate change, gun control, it's going to be a war. They're going to do an EMP, whatever it is. There's going to be an emergency. They are going to lock us down. And when you have freedom fighting centers in your state, you can regain control of your state and your lives with the blueprint of freedom. That is what Peggy's lawsuit is. If you have contributed to her lawsuit, you have contributed to freedom directly, directly, directly. So anyways, that's the answer to my next question.
Thank you, Nicole. You know what? I just feel like sending this Zoom call to the judge so he can actually understand exactly what's at stake here. And you know, how you described it so comprehensively.
So hopefully we'll see everybody.
Yes.
We have a lot of work. I know this is such a big Zoom. We talked about lawsuits. We talked about the Capitol, bad bills, good bills, and ballot initiatives. But, you know, the lawsuits are important. Peggy has only ever done important work. Act Law Truth Justice has only ever filed important, pivotal lawsuits that are clarifying or reiterating very important points of law. In this ballot initiative, there are children dying every single day that we wait to get this ballot initiative on, you know, on the ballot. There are children who are going under, you know, again, experimental drugs that are irreversible. Don't believe what they say. They start to atrophy your bones, your reproductive organs, your gonads. These children are being crucified on the altar of this woke, leftist, Marxist, communist, globalist depopulation agenda, this medical industrial gender affirming care complex. Again, and this is what FACT myself and my mission is, to protect the kids. And so they are going after children, which means they're going after families, which means they're going after society to break us apart so that they can control us and do what they want with us. Kids, you care about being a free human being. You care about not murdering innocent people. We need to protect as many kids as possible right away. So please download the petition, protectkidsca.com. Donate to Peggy. Her work is incredible and has saved all of our lives.
I do have to let everybody know, just kind of off the record, that when I was being deposed at one point, you know, she's like, you're pregnant, you know, it's just, and it's very, very stressful. And at one point we're off the record and you just directly talk to the attorney, like, what are you doing? I can't believe this line of questioning and what, and where you're going here. And so when we're in the court, it is a thing where, like, you don't want to be thrown into jail for contempt of court and then have the retaliation of the judge against our case. Like, let the facts speak for themselves. And, you know, I had to leave the courtroom a few times when the opposing counsel was lying, because I would have been thrown into the clink, because I was just like, I have to, my level of tolerance is just not there.
To Mark's question, he's like, they never held a meeting to end the emergency. No, Mark. No. And in that hearing, they said, we just need a meeting so that they end the emergency. Even if they present no data. And they said, we don't need to do that. And then we said, oh, that's a Brown Act. We're just going to do it. And he said, we would never violate the Brown Act. We would never have done on the record said, we would never do that. We would never violate the Brown Act. Of course, we would end the emergency in a public meeting. What did they do? Literally 8 days later, sent a memo. Never have had another COVID-19 related meeting in Orange County since June of 2021. Peggy is a saint. Peggy and both Pastor David and Peggy, you guys are saints, and are everyone that comes to these hearings.
Nicole, I don't know how you held it so calm and so rational. Yeah,
I was pregnant.
Like, let's not go into labor early, you know. It is stressful, and you know, we are just, I love the name of your law firm as well, you know, Facts, Law, Truth, Justice, because that's what it's all about. And, you know, God has called us to do this work. We're fighting on the side of truth. That is number one. And the law is on our side, and the truth is on our side, and the facts are on our side. And the judge was on our side. We have an actual standing order that was never fulfilled. And we're still fighting. So thank you everybody for being on board. Nicole, we'll let you go. We'll just follow up with a couple last things. I'm going to talk to the group. I really appreciate it. We will no doubt have more get-togethers like this and continue to support the work for protecting the children and protecting our rights and protecting California. That's what it's all about, because that is a test case for the rest of the country. Thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day, your weekend. Yeah, I really appreciate you hopping on short notice. And then we'll also give you a link to this if you're.
Thank you. Please. Thank you guys. ProtectKidsCA.com. I appreciate you bringing a spotlight to this. And
absolutely. Yeah. We'll keep doing so. We'll get updates as well. Thanks. We'll stay on for a few minutes here, friends. Yeah. And really appreciate that. Yeah. We just wanted to have us a guest speaker this time. Many of you were asking for updates on the lawsuit, and I thought it would be the best to have Nicole let you know in person. And it is, we both are getting a little hot under the collar because it is such a stressful thing. And I made a couple of notes here. I like, she said, the blueprint to freedom. I like that, because the bad guys were always talking about the blueprint of, you know, shutting us down and taking away our freedom. And I love taking what they kind of turning, I call it turning the tables on the tyrants. So it's like what they tell us, we're going to use that against them, and we are going to continue. And I do personally believe this is I think this is the most important lawsuit going on right now, because it does set the stage of having a dictatorship, meaning a legislative body is no longer in charge. I just want to answer one question. I think it was, might've been Leslie or someone said, is this the same for every state? Yes. You've got three areas of authority in the federal government, the state government, the city government, the county government. You've got an executive branch, which is either the president or the governor or the mayor of your city, right? And then you've got the legislative body, which is the Congress, the U.S. Congress, and then your own state legislators, your own state body. So in California, we've got an assembly and a Senate. Most states have that same setup. I think it's Nebraska only has one house, but it's that house, that legislative body has the only legal authority to pass laws. And in your city, they can pass ordinances, but those ordinances cannot go against the Constitution of the United States, and they cannot go against the Constitution of your state. And the governor doesn't have the authority to tell those legislative bodies what to do. Now, they can work with them, just like the president. I did my video about Roosevelt and how he, like, the worst president. A lot of people thought he was a great president, but when you break down what he did a lot of bad things. He did a lot of things that were bad for the country. And he himself doesn't have the authority to make a law, but he can work with people in the legislation. You know, he can work with senators and Congress people to introduce bills that then get passed and then are signed into law. The same thing in California. So the governor can work with senators, which he does, to introduce legislation that will support him, but he can't just speak a law into being. And the reason this is so important is because in Orange County, it's so weird that they gave away their own authority. Those five people were elected or selected or put into place to determine to take action in the county. And they themselves said, we're not going to fulfill that responsibility. We're going to wait for the governor to tell us what to do. Now, it's so hard for me to even say those words, because it's the worst thing that could ever happen. That means it's a one-man rule, a one-woman rule. It's a one-person rule, which is dictatorship. And like Nicole said, it sets the stage for future action. Not to say, of course, they're going to try to do it again. But if we have a precedent, we're fighting for a precedent, meaning once the judge issues a declaratory judgment, which basically states, all we want the judge to do is to issue an order that says the county is required to follow this emergency law during an emergency. Gee, what a concept. They don't want to do it because, number one, we can then sue to be for money, for all of the money that went to the lawsuit. Now, the judge doesn't have to rule in favor. Even if I win, the judge can say, no, you're not getting a penny. Or the judge can say, I'll give you $100. You know, so it's unlikely we're going to get any money back. That's the least of my concerns. My concern is that the judge will issue this ruling so that in the future, any further shenanigans by this county or any county, we can point to and say, oh, no, 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 the judge affirmed that the county must hold these meetings in public so we know what's going on.